KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrats win control of the Virginia House of Delegates on this election day, flipping the GOP majority and giving them control of both chambers. Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves wins re-election, giving him a second term as the leader of the McNally State. He faced a competitive race against Brandon Presley, a Democrat public utilities commissioner. Presley is also the second cousin of Elvis Presley. Also at SRNNews.com, the House has officially voted to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib for a string of incendiary remarks condemning Israel after the Hamas terror attack on October 7th that killed 1,400 people. 22 Democrats joined Republicans to condemn the leftist Michigan lawmaker in a rebuke of her controversial statements on that war in the Middle East. Former GOP Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says there's a growing chance that Joe Biden will not be his party's candidate for president in 2024. Bob Agnew reports.
Talent says there's good reason Democrats have their doubts about the president.
He's clearly impaired.
Plain to see, Talent says, for someone like himself with firsthand experience with Joe Biden.
I mean, I don't think his judgment was ever very good, but he could always put words together.
Talent says Democrats are worried only in part because of Biden's impairment.
But mostly because of the damage his policies have done to the country.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
In a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House wants to fund the federal government before the November 17th shutdown deadline.
We're working earnestly on that. We certainly want to avoid a government shutdown. It's a dangerous time around the world right now. We recognize that, and we're doing our job.
Among sticky points are GOP demands for funding southern border security before any new aid to Ukraine is given, something Democrats are opposed to. This is SRN News. One evangelical leader is warning that pro-abortion groups intend to swamp the country with money in an effort to enshrine the procedure in state constitutions. Dr. Albert Moeller is with the Southern Baptist Convention.
The political opposition to the protection of the unborn is absolutely fierce, and it's increasingly well-funded. And as we're looking at the United States, it is clear that we have a huge job to do as pro-life advocates in helping our fellow citizens to understand what is at stake and what actually happens in an abortion.
He says this new effort by pro-abortion forces is about more than just defending the procedure in a few states.
It's about abortion becoming central to the messaging and the platform of the Democratic Party in a way that that pro-abortion party had not ever pushed before.
A growing number of states will be considering abortion amendments next year. More at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Five Republicans will be on stage for the third presidential debate.
The field of candidates on stage for the third GOP presidential debate will be the smallest yet. Five hopefuls will participate in Wednesday night's debate at the Adrienne Arsch Center for the Performing Arts of Miami-Dade County. To have qualified for the third debate, candidates needed at least 4% support in two national polls or 4% in one national poll, as well as two polls from four of the early voting states: Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. The five are Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Former President Trump is skipping the event once again. I'm Norman Hall.
Additionally, the candidates had to sign an RNC pledge promising to support the party's eventual nominee. Americans owe over $1 trillion on their credit cards. More details at srnnews.com.